Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Being Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. Hi, this is Hope Gibbs. We are at the Professional Businesswomen of California Conference on May 23rd, 2013, and we are here today talking to Nick Jankel. He is the founder of We Create Worldwide, a globally renowned expert on innovation, leadership, and collaboration. The capabilities needed to thrive in the 21st century as an organization and as an individual are what he focuses on. In addition to designing, building, and supporting ethnic, social, and sustainable projects in the vital intersection between creativity, compassion, and the collective good. So we are thrilled that you are here today on the Incandescent Radio Network. Nick, thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is We Create Worldwide?
Well, it's partly a consultancy and partly a sort of enterprise incubator. And we work with governments and charities on innovation, and also large companies, trying to persuade them that they can both deliver good and create profit at the same time.
Ah, so tell us about, who are some of your clients?
I work with some people across the gamut, really. Some of the largest companies in the world, and some very small startups. Interests us is really how do you create disruptive innovation that incorporates things like CSR and your social programs and your internal organizational programs, rather than have to have it all separate. So business has always done its thing, and then in the last 10 years people have said, well, we also want to be good corporate citizens, so they create a CSR department that does some nice cool philanthropic stuff over on the right, away from the core business, to make it feel better and look better. But we believe that you can actually make money and do good. But it takes a cultural and organizational shift to do that. So we work both on the innovation side, actually doing innovation projects, and also with the culture of the organization to be able to deliver them. Or even beyond that, actually be able to see the value of what they're getting. Actually, one of my clients, he used to work for HBO, said that, you know, HBO would get the same pitches that other networks get for story ideas and for content. And what distinguished them was the fact that they could see a gem, even if it was risky and unusual, and work with it and bring it to life in the reality, whereas a lot of networks will just go, that's too crazy or weird for us. And that's really the same with all businesses, is that you can take 10 businesses an incredible breakthrough product or service, and only 1 out of 10 will be able to actually do something with it. And the rest, their culture won't allow them to even see it or even hear it or even do anything with it.
Fascinating. So you're futurists?
Yes, but not in the kind of sitting around an office in New York going, it's all going to be about purple next year. We help organizations interrogate the future. Their future, not the random future of the whole world, because it's not relevant to anyone. We help them deal with what's coming up on the horizon for them, and really to help them flirt with chaos, to make chaos a friend rather than a foe, which most businesses try and manage away the chaos. And the unfortunate truth is that innovation needs chaos. You can't have innovation without chaos. It's a logical paradox. You have to be able to dip into chaos to be able to really find the big ideas that are waiting, which is why most organizations don't do it, and most organizations don't really innovate. And most people think innovation is kind of, this is our bottle that we make for our drink, and then we make a slightly nicer one, and that was so innovative. That's not innovation to me. That's just doing business and making things better all the time, which is what every business should be doing. Innovation, and what we do is really breakthrough innovation, is about bringing to life something that fundamentally transforms the market you're in or the sector you're in, and challenges the way things have been done before. That's what innovation really is. And it's very rare, to be totally honest with you.
So the game changers?
Game changing, yeah. And what my first business was just helping clients do innovation. It was a straight up consultancy. And what I realized after about 10 years of being frustrated actually by how many organizations couldn't run with ideas, is that unless you help do the culture change stuff, there's no point doing it. The actual innovation process, anyone can really do it. It's not, you know, it's not that difficult. The difficult bit is getting the team and the culture and the leadership to be able to do something with the ideas and deal with the 5 or 6 years of not knowing whether it's going to work to bring it to life and not being able to have all the answers and be able to deal with not having all the answers, which is a very... there are very few leaders who can happily say, hey, I don't know what's going to happen about this, because everyone wants to pretend they know everything. Right. Which is the enemy of innovation.
Knowing it all.
Knowing it all. Being right or being righteous is the really kills creativity. It's like a little sniper that takes creative thinking down. So that's what I've learned over my, well, one of the main things I've learned on my own journey of entrepreneurship myself and doing fairly brave things. And the other thing that we do is we run ourselves really as a purpose-driven or ethical company. So we make our core income from consultancy fees and training, speaking, that kind of stuff. But we pour our money into our own sort of social slash ethical projects.
Like what?
And incubate various things. So we've developed a coaching toolkit, which is peer-to-peer coaching for people who can't afford coaching, which are most people in the world, because we'll never be able to afford coaching. And it's been used by social workers, prisoners, kids, unemployed youth. That's very important to us, is taking some of the stuff that we use in the boardroom into the parts of society where just the sun doesn't shine. Not the sunshine of, you know, the kind of happy, positive, motivational, or psychologically empowered thinking. So we do that kind of stuff. We've worked with the BBC on a youth, online youth kind of empowerment and happiness project. We've worked on a festival of happiness and creativity, which was great, which toured the UK. So various sort of things. And then we do a training program for sort of purpose-driven entrepreneurs to take some of the consulting tools that they can never afford and give it to them in sort of piece by piece nugget form. So.
Very nice. Very interesting.
Thank you.
So, millions of questions for you. One, tell us what you're talking about here at the Professional Businesswomen of California conference.
So, I'm talking about innovation, particularly disruptive or breakthrough innovation, and a little bit about the kind of psychology of the people who can do it. So, a bit about leadership. And a little bit about actually how you have groundbreaking ideas. And particularly, I'm going to share a tool we call the Breakthrough Engine, which is a basically six-piece tool which anyone can use to fundamentally disrupt their business. It's a very powerful a toolkit that we've been developing for so many years. Just six questions, but they are incredibly powerful questions. And I'll be taking people through that.
Tell us.
I have to come to the session. so that's kind of what we'll be doing. And there'll be a few bits of interesting nuggets and facts. I was a medic originally and then a philosopher. So a lot of my work is imbued with quite a deep study of really the kind of the source code of what creativity is and what leadership is and what consciousness is and how we can use science and neuroscience, philosophy, to really help us in business open up big ideas and things. So there'll be a few nuggets interspersed and a couple of surprises, mm-hmm. a few exercises. And a little bit actually talking about men and women who often approach innovation quite differently. And I tend to distinguish rather than men or women, which is a very binary gender distinction. I tend to distinguish between the masculine and the feminine because it's slightly more, I think, accurate. First of all, we both have masculine and feminine in us. Women tend to have more feminine in them than men, but not all women. And the masculine is very good at building stuff. I have a 4-year-old boy who can take a sort of 10-year-old's Lego kit and just go, and he's done something. And it's early on, he was gendered towards that kind of building thing. But the thing about, and business tends to be about building, and people think it's about building. So therefore, I think men have naturally sort of connected with the sort of soul of what business creation is. But the thing about innovation is it has two polarities in it, two sort of isotopes. There's the building bit, the getting stuff done bit, which is very important and very masculine, but there's also the letting things fall apart bit, the entering into chaos, the connecting with people and making sure they're okay when you're going through unknown ambiguity and uncomfortable moments where we don't know what's going to happen for like 3 or 4 months. And someone says, you know what the answer is? And you're like, no, we're just in the middle of the process. We have no idea. And that tends to be a feminine process of being able to hold together a group whilst things fall apart. Basically,
it takes us a
while
to get them out.
Absolutely. Well, it's not so. I'm not saying it's women are best at that part or men are best at the other part, but it's the feminine that can embrace chaos. Actually, if you look at a lot of the wisdom traditions of old, the feminine is often presented as chaotic and nature. I mean, nature is generally quite chaotic, and so you know the goddess Kali in Hindu literature is a scary goddess with, you know, skulls and stuff, and that's the chaos. Mm-hmm. And you need that ability. So I think women have an amazing role to play in innovation, but I tend to very rarely encounter directors of innovation who are women, which is a great pity because, as I said, the men are great at sort of getting the project plan signed off, that kind of stuff, and getting the boss to sort of break through some doors and that kind of thing. But they're not always that great actually coming into ideas and allowing ideas to flourish and not jumping in too soon and going, that's the right one. Often it's the sort of dull idea at the beginning, the one we liked, that's the one we end up realizing is the biggest thing. It takes patience and allowing sort of being able to sit with stuff. So I think it would be great to have more women in high posts in organizations to do with innovation. And it's interesting because you tend to see a lot of women in HR, which is about connecting, so that's kind of often a natural fit, people think, in scare quotes. But innovation has got the similar reliance on connectivity and connection. So it'd be good to see women coming out of HR into the creative part of the business, but bringing all those connectivity skills and that ability to understand what people need and where the team is and all those kind of things, which a lot of people don't even think about.
So tell us, how do you think women can get out of that box?
Well, obviously just chucking yourself in and saying, I want to be involved in this innovation project is a great start. I always believe in doing the job above you or doing the job you want to have before you actually get the role. And that's a kind of basic deal. I think understanding creativity and really showing an understanding of how it works is important. Actually, on that point, on our website, on the front page, there's a free 86-page ebook on breakthrough innovation and everything, basically the best of everything we know. It's www.wecreateworldwide.com front page, and that's got a lot of stuff in it for science, it's got psychology, it's got business stuff. So really understanding, I think showing that you understand creativity in a way that most people don't. I know a lot of innovation directors who don't, I don't think we understand what creativity is. They like innovation because they think it's about R&D and molecules and looking in the microscope and new technology widgets. And that's not innovation. Innovation is about people, always about people. Innovation only happens in people. It doesn't happen outside of it. Just because we have a new, you know, silicon chip doesn't mean it's an innovation. It's only when the silicon chip is connected to someone's life and what they need and want that can occur. Actually, another way into the innovation or the creative side of the business is through market research and through sort of consumer insight. Which is again about people. But again, a lot of I've noticed a lot of women in that kind of consumer insight planning role don't get to the top. They get to quite senior and then either the business won't allow them to or some they don't think they can get to that sort of, you know, chief strategic officer type role, which is the natural progression of an innovation director is chief innovation officer, chief strategy officer. That's where it all happens on that kind of creative side of the business. And one thing I have to say, this is very, very, very personal, and I would share this with my coaching clients, who a lot of whom are women attendants, strangely, is that I think the last thing the world needs is women pretending to be men to get ahead.
Amen.
And becoming compassionless and heartless and sort of ignorant or ignore the needs of people. And what we actually need is women who are women who can bring a love of nature and a love of children and a love of the future for their children into business so that business starts to care more about that stuff rather than pretending that doesn't really exist, just to get onto the, you know, the C room or the boardroom table. So that's my personal plea, very personal. Comments are welcome.
It's a good plea. I think I agree with that plea.
That's wonderful. So we can learn more about your organization at wecreateworldwide.com.
Yes.
I love that 86-page ebook. I'm going to go download that.
Pleasure.
And what's on the horizon for you?
New business starting up at the moment, which is a media business, a publishing online digital media business. And the idea is to take all this creativity and self-help and happiness and well-being content that we've developed and other people we know developed and package it into a great packaging for young people. So when I say young, I mean sort of under 40 as opposed to baby boomers. So a lot of young people, I don't think, they want to learn how to live, they want to be happy, they want to be socially conscious, they want to do good stuff, and they want to be wealthy beyond to a certain degree. But a lot of the gurus are just from generation. And there's a lot of woo-woo, and there's a lot of kind of weirdy-beardy stuff, a lot of purple. This is my area. I love this stuff. I love philosophy. I love spiritual traditions. I love wisdom. I love psychology. So our kind of project is to repackage it into different books and online YouTube channel and TV shows for a younger audience that we hope we can jive with. So that's my new mission, which is exciting. I like a new startup feeling. Ripe and Ready is the name of the project at the moment. So watch this space soon.
Ripe and Ready, I love it. Well, thank you so much, Nick, for your time. Really appreciate having you on the Incandescent Radio Network, and we look forward to your presentation.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
So that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.